وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليك يا أبا عبد الله وعلى الأرواح التي حلت بفنائك وأناخت برحلك، عليكم مني جميعا سلام الله أبدا، ما بقيت وبقي الليل والنهار، ولا جعله الله آخر العهد مني لزيارتكم. Let's recite together. السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. At the dawn of the 10th of Muharram 61 Hijri, after Imam Hussein alayhi salam led his companions for the morning prayers, he wore the turban of his grandfather Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi, and he carried the sword of his father Amir al-Mu'mineen, the sword of Dhul-Fiqar. Then he addressed his followers and companions, starting with the praise of Allah and giving thanks to Him. Allah has destined that you and me shall be killed today. I therefore would urge you to be resilient and steadfast in fighting. After that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam mobilized his band for war. They were 77 in total. He made Zuhair ibn al-Qayn commander of the right flank, Habib ibn Mudahir the commander of the left flank. He entrusted the bearing of the standard to his brother Al-Abbas alayhi salam. The troops gathered in front of the tents where women and children were housed. He ordered the digging of a trench surrounding the tents enclosure from the back, filling it with firewood during the night of the 10th of Muharram, setting fire to it when fighting broke out so that it may serve as a back buffer between his fighters and the enemies of Allah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam was surrounded by 30,000 of troops. When Imam looked at their gathering, which was like a torrent, he raised both his hands to the sky and prayed, Allahumma ilahi, O my Lord, you are my haven in every mishap, my hope in every predicament, my refuge and defender in every ordeal. How many a distress that weakens the heart, makes the enemy rejoices at the misfortune. When I entrusted it to you and resorted to you out of preference over others, you did not let me down and had driven away and eliminated all these distressing things. You are the giver of every boon and the ultimate source of every wish to be granted. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he was convinced of the enemy's determination to fight him asked for his horse and mounted it. He then addressed them in a high voice, saying, O people, ayyuhan nas, heed my speech and do not get restless until I preach you as I see it, as I see it my duty towards you, and until I explain why I came to you. If you accept my reasoning, believed in my speech, and were fair to yourselves and mine, you would because of that be happier. Then you would have no reason to attack me. فَاجْمَعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ وَشُرَكَاءَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُنْ أَمْرُكُمْ عَلَيْكُمْ غُمَّةً ثُمَّ اقْضُوا إِلَيَّ وَلَا تُنْظِرُونَ إِنَّ وَلِيَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِي نَزَّلَ الْكِتَابَ وَهُوَ يَتَوَلَّى الصَّالِحِينَ. If you do neither resolve upon your affair and gather your associates, let not your affair be in darkness to you, then have it executed against me, and do not reflect any further. Allah is my helper, and He is the guardian of all the righteous. O people, track back my lineage, relate me, and consider who I am, then took back and remonstrate with yourselves. Consider whether it is right for you to kill me and encroach upon my integrity. Am I not the son of your prophet's daughter, and the son of his vicegerent and cousin, the first of the believers in Allah and his messenger? Was not Hamza Sayyid al-Shuhada, the master of martyrs, the uncle of my father? Was not the Ja'far al-Tayyar my uncle? Have you not heard of the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi concerning myself and my brother, Hadani Sayyida Shababi Ahli al-Jannah? These two boys are the two lords of the youth of the inhabitants of paradise. If you are in any doubt about this, are you in doubt that I am the son of the daughter of your prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi? By Allah, there is no son of the prophet other than me among you and among the peoples from the east to west. Shame on you, Ahl al-Kufa, the people of Kufa. Are you seeking retribution from me for one of your dead I have killed, or for a property of you I have taken away, or for a wound I have inflicted? Didn't you write to me that the fruit has ripened, the dates are ready for picking? Come to an army which has been gathered for you and ready to defend you in Kufa. Wallahi la u'tikum biyadi i'ta'a al-dhalil wa la afirru firar al-abid. By God the Almighty, I would never give you my hand like a man who has been humiliated, nor will I flee like a slave. At the noon of that day, at the forenoon of the day of Ashura, when the heat of the sun started scorching the earth, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his household, and his companions began to feel the severity of thirst. The enemy was adamant not to give them access to the water of the river out of Jahiliyyah enmities and Badriya grudges. Therefore, Abu Abdullah al-Husayn alayhi salam, feeling the strain of thirst, mounted his horse and opened the leaves of the Holy Quran over his head and stood in front of the beleaguered camp and shouted, "The Book of Allah and the Sunnah, the tradition of my grandfather." the Messenger of Allah are the arbiters between you and me. He then made them bear witness on his pure soul and that he was wearing the coat of the arms of the Prophet and his turban. They said that his statement was true. He then asked them what made them decide on fighting him. Their answer was that it was out of obedience to Amir, the Amir Ubaydullah ibn Ziyad, the governor of Yazid ibn Muawiyah on the city of Kufa. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised his hands towards heaven, towards the heaven, and said, O Allah, O Lord, give them no rain, afflict them with barren years like the years of Yusuf, drought and famine. Give mastery over them, and who will give them bitter waters, because they branded us as liars and let us down. You are our Lord, we rely on you, and unto you we return. Imam alayhi salam after that returned to his camp and his family, and was surrounded by his brothers and followers. He said to them, the folk are intent on fighting you. May Allah have mercy on you. Then he appealed for help and support. Umar ibn Sa'd, the commander of Bani Umayyah's army, drew nearer to the camp of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and called Durayd, the bearer of the standard, to move forward. He then took an arrow, placed it in his arch, and released it in the direction of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and said to his army, اشهدوا لي عند الأمير ابن زياد أنني أول من رمى الحسين وأصحابه. Bear witness for me with the Amir that I was the first to shoot. The arrows then followed like rain, causing injuries among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein turned to his companions, saying to them, أصحابي قوموا رحمكم الله إلى الموت الذي لا بد منه فإن هذه السهام رسل القوم إليكم. Having made sure that the enemy is intent on fighting them, Imam Hussein ordered his followers, rise to your death, may Allah have mercy on you. The arrows are the messengers of those people to you. After that, the disciples of Imam Hussein alayhi salam waged a campaign and fought for an hour or so. When the dust settled, there were 50 dead among the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When the Imam saw this elite group of his companions killed, he held his beard and said, رفع شيبته المقدسة إلى السماء وقال, Allah's wrath on the Jews was great because they claimed that he had a son, on the Christians because they made him one of the Trinity, on the Magians because they worshipped the sun and the moon, and on the people who were unanimous in the agreement to kill the son of their prophet's daughter. By the Almighty, I am not going to give in. I am not going to give in to them until I meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wallahi la ujibuhum ila shay'in mimma yuridun. حتى ألقى الله تعالى وأنا مخضب بدمي مخصوب علي حقي. Then Imam Hussein عليه السلام shouted, Is there anyone who can come to our rescue? Is there anyone who can protect the sanctity of the family of Rasulullah? The screaming and crying of women could be heard as a result of his plea. One by one, the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked for permission to meet with the enemy, bidding him farewell, saying, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah, peace be with you, O Abu Abdullah." He answered them, "Peace be with you. We will follow," reciting the verse, "فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْدِيلًا." So of them is he who accomplished his vow, and of them is he who yet waits, and they have not changed the least. Muslim ibn Awsajah was one of the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. He took off to the battlefield, assaulted the enemy, and fought very bravely. Amr ibn al-Hajjaj and a band of his companions counterattacked the camp of Imam Hussein from the direction of the Euphrates. When the two belligerent forces clashed and the dust settled, Muslim ibn Awsajah was found fallen, but still with a spark of life. Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Habib ibn Mudahir walked towards him. Hussein said to him, "May Allah have mercy on you, O Muslim," and recited the verse, "فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ وَمَا بَدَّلُوا تَبْلِيلًا." Habib ibn Mudahir approached Muslim and said to him, "God knows how sorry I am that you will die, O Muslim. The good news is that you will go to heaven." Muslim replied in faint voice, "May Allah bring good news to you, Habib." Habib alayhi salam added, "If I am not absolutely sure that I will follow in your footsteps, I would have asked you to let me know of your will." Muslim answered, "أوصيك بهذا خيرا أن تموت دونه." I urge you, O Muslim, to take care of this lonely man, pointing to Imam Hussein alayhi salam. You should sacrifice your life protecting him. Habib said to him, "Feel serene, my brother, and be confident about that." قربت يا بين ظاهر منيتي أنا ما وصيك بعيالي وبيتي إن كان نيتك مثل نيتي ترى بالحسين ولاد وصيتي." It was just after midday when the fighting was still raging. Abu Thumamah al-Saydawi approached Imam Hussein alayhi salam and said to him, "Ya Ibn Rasulullah, I can see that the enemy is getting very close. By Allah, I will not let them kill you, and I am still alive. I wish to meet Allah the Exalted after I have said my prayers in your company." Imam Hussein alayhi salam raised his head towards the sky and said, "You remembered Salat, prayer. May Allah make you among those who say prayer and invoke Him. Indeed, this is the start of noon prayer." Imam alayhi salam did his prayers with the rest of his companions. When the Imam alayhi salam had finished his prayers, he said to his companions, "O you noble brothers, the gates of paradise are open, its rivers are flowing, its fruits are ready to be reaped. The dwellers in the paradise, the messenger of Allah and his family are waiting for you to welcome you there. They yearn for your company. It is therefore incumbent on you to protect the religion of Allah and his messenger. Drive away the enemy from his family." All of them answered, "Our souls are protecting to yours and our blood for yours. By Allah, no harm will befall you and members of your family as long as we still breathe.
ولا خلوا خواتح سيان تنظام لما طاح وتفايض منهم الهام تهاوى مثل ما هو النجم من خار هذا الرمح بفادة ثنى وهذا به لن الشعب رنى وهذا الخيل صدر أراض رضانا وهذا وذاك بالهنديم والذرب.
One after the other, the companions of Imam Hussein took to the battlefield. One after the other, they would come and stand in front of the Imam, ask him permission. And then a few minutes later, they will shout, "Assalamu alayka ya Aba Abdullah." Imam goes for them, stands nearby them, and recites the ayah, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ قَضَى نَحْبَهُ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَنْتَظِرُ. And since none of the companions who fought with Imam Hussein alayhi salam was spared, members of his immediate family made themselves ready to make the ultimate sacrifice. In a unique manner, sheer determination unrivaled bravery and scant regard to personal safety, they bade farewell to each other. The first to come forward was Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam, who was 27 years old. He took permission from his father Imam Hussein and mounted his horse and met in combat with the Kufans. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when he looked at his son, he could not hold back his tears and shouted at Umar ibn Sa'd, "What has become of you? May Allah bereave you of your kindred, as you have made me bereft of mine and did not respect my relationship to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alih." He then raised his hands to the sky and said, "O Lord, اللهم اشهد عليهم فقد برز إليهم غلام أشبه الناس خلقا وخلقا ومنطقا برسولك." Bear witness on those people, for he who emerged to them is bearing strong likeness to your apostle in all departments, resemblance in disposition, in manners and logic, and speech and tone of speech. Hence we looked at him when we crave to see your apostle. O Lord, Allahumma amna'hum barakat al-ard wa farriqhum tafriqa wa mazziqhum tamziqa. O Lord, deprive them of the riches of the land, divide them, rend them asunder. He then recited Allah's words in the Quran, "Inna Allah astafa Adam wa Nuhan وآل إبراهيم وآل عمران على العالمين ذرية بعضها من بعض والله سميع عليم." Surely Allah chose Adam and Nuh and the descendants of Ibrahim and the descendants of Imran above the nations, offspring one of another, and Allah is all hearing, all knowing. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam went to continue his fighting. He killed all those who had the guts to meet him. He killed scores of them. Since thirst greatly contributed to his overstraining, he returned to his father Imam Hussein to rest and complain of what thirst has done to him. Imam Hussein alayhi salam cried,
appealed for help and said, "You will soon meet your grandfather, the prophet, who will water you from his cup, that you will never be thirsty again." سيسقيك جدك بكأسه الأوفى شربة لا تظمأ بعدها أبدا. علي الأكبر returned to the battlefield, happy to be told by his father that he would meet his grandfather, the prophet. He delved into their ranks, dispersing them. It seems as though it was his grandfather, Imam Ali alayhi salam, roaring in the battleground, fighting them. He killed more of the people of Kufa. When the death toll mounted, Murrat ibn Munqidh al-Abdi made a pledge, saying, "I shall bear all the sins of the Arabs if I do not bereave his father." He ran his lance into his back, the back of Ali al-Akbar, and dealt him a blow on his head. Ali al-Akbar alayhi salam embraced his horse, which took him to the enemy camp, where he was encircled by the troops from all directions. On the brink of dying, he could master a shout, "Aba Abdullah, Abatah alayka minni salam, farewell, there is my grandfather here from whose cup I have drunk. Never again I will be thirsty. He says that there will be a cup waiting for you, Hussein." Imam alayhi salam hurried to him, bending on him, putting his cheek over Ali's cheek, and murmuring, "Life is no longer bunay ala dunya ba'daka al-afa. Life is no longer worth living after you, O my son Ali. After your departure, I cannot stay anymore. How dare they encroached on Allah and violated the sanctity of the Prophet? It is hard on your grandfather and your father that you will call on them for help which they cannot provide." قعد عندي وشاف مغمض العين. بارك الله بالأصوات. Today is the day of Ashura, brothers and sisters. قعد عندي وشاف مغمض العين متواصل طابور والرأس نصين بدم سابح امترب الخدين حنا ظهر على وليد أو تحسر يا ابو يا قول من هو الشراق راسك يا نور العين من خمد انفاسك يا عقلي من نهب درعك وطاسك يا عقلي شلون اشوف انك مطبر. After that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam ordered his youth to carry the body of Ali al-Akbar to the tent where the free females of the household of the Apostle of Allah gathered around him, crying, wailing, beating their chest. Zainab al-Kubra, the senior alayhi salam, threw herself on the body of Ali al-Akbar, cuddling him, for she saw in his demise her waning strength. She started screaming, "Ya Aliya, Ya Ibn Akhah, wa bay'atana ba'dak." Now after Ali al-Akbar, the turn comes for Al-Qasim ibn al-Hasan alayhi salam. Al-Qasim on the day of Ashura was just a boy. When Imam Hussein looked at him, he embraced him and wept. He gave him permission to fight, his face illuminating with light, sword in his hand, wearing a pair of sandals. As he was engaged in combat, his sandals snapped. Paying scant regards to the enemy soldiers, he bent down to tie it up, for he did not want to be seen barefooted by the enemy. As he was bending, Amr ibn Sa'd ibn Nafil al-Azdi assaulted him. Hamid ibn Muslim said to him, "What do you want of this boy? Is it not enough that all these troops have cut him off?" Amr ibn Nafil replied, "By Allah, I have to harass him." He did not turn away before he dealt him a blow on the head, causing him to fall face down. He called on his uncle, "O Uncle Hussein." Imam alayhi salam hurried to him as if he were a furious lion and struck Sa'd with his sword. When the dust settled, Imam Hussein was seen standing near the boy's head. The boy was kicking. Hussein alayhi salam was saying to him, "Ala ad-dunya ba'daka al-afa bu'dan li ha'ula'i al-qawm wa khasmuhum yawm al-qiyamati jadduka wa abuk." The adversary on those people on the Day of Judgment shall be your father and your grandfather, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alih. It is with a great regret that your uncle has been helpless. When you called on me, I could not respond to your call. And when I responded, there was nothing I could do. By God, it is a crime met with abundance of harm than help. على الدنيا بعدك العفا يعز على عمك أن تدعوه فلا يجيبك أو يجيبك فلا يعينك أو يعينك فلا يغني عنك بعدا لقوم قتلوك وخصمهم يوم القيامة جدك وأبوك. Then Imam Hussein عليه السلام carried the boy Al-Qasim to the makeshift mortuary. Women were waiting for him. جَابَ وَمَدِّدَ مَا بِأَنُخُوتَ بارك الله بها الأصوات. جَابَ وَمَدِّدَ مَا بِأَنُخُوتَ قعد عيدهم يا ويلي وهم موت بس ما سمع عن النسوان صوت اجت رملة صيح الله أكبر أريد أمسح جروحك وشم خدك وحط صدري على صدرك ووسدك يا وحط صدري على يا صدرك ووسدك يا ابني انقطع منك نصيبي انا ردتك ذخر لايام شيبي محروم من شم العذيبي شبان بالله لا تونون تصدعون قلبي من تلوجون انا مدري ابعد اهلي اشتريدون. After that, Al-Abbas alayhi salam, he could not hold himself anymore. He could not see his brothers, his uncles, his cousins are gone, and he is standing there. Especially he could not see the proof of the time, Hujjatullah. Imam Hussein alayhi salam is getting increasingly beleaguered. His supply root cut the screams of women and crying of children. Al-Atash, Al-Atash, who were thirsty, filled his ears. He therefore asked his brother Imam Hussein to allow him to meet the enemy in combat. Since Abbas alayhi salam was the most valued asset Hussein cherished, because the enemy are wary of his attack and fearful of his courage, and the women feel safe and secure so long as they saw the standard hoist, Imam Hussein did not wish to part company with Abbas and said to him, "O brother, you are the bearer of my flag. I want you to stay with me. I want Zainab alayha salam and the sisters to feel secure enough." But Al-Abbas alayhi salam heard the children crying of thirst, shouting, "Al-Atash, Al-Atash." He could not take it anymore. He took the skin water container with the intention of bringing water to the children. He was surrounded by the troops, shooting at him with their arrows. He did not fear their multitudes. He took the standard with him. He was their bravery, filling the container with water. He took a handful of water to drink, whereupon he remembered the thirst of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and those who were with him. He threw the water away, choosing not to drink out of empathy with his imam, with his brother, and the rest of the people in the camp. يا نفس من بعد الحسين هوني وبعده لا كان أن تكوني هذا الحسين شارب المنوني وتشربين بارد المعيني والله ما هذا فعال ديني ولا فعال صادق اليقيني. Then when he filled the skin container, mounted his horse and aimed towards the camp of Imam Hussein, enemy soldiers cut him off, upon which he engaged them. He managed to fend them off and gained the leeway. Zayd ibn al-Warqa al-Juhani was laying in wait for him behind a tree, helped by Hakim ibn al-Tufail. He hit him on his right arm and severed it. He was indifferent about his right arm, forging ahead to deliver the water to Hussein's children and household. Hakim in the meantime was still laying in wait for him behind a tree. When Al-Abbas alayhi salam went past him, Hakim dealt him a sword blow on his left arm and severed it. أين المنادي وعباسا وسيدا وإماما. Then the rest of the army, taking advantage of his weakened state, the rest of the troops took heart and swooped down upon him. They rained him with arrows from every direction. One arrow hit the water container, spilling it. Another hit him in the chest. Ya mu'mineen, a man hit him with a pole on the head, crushing his skull, whereupon he fell to the ground, calling, O Aba Abdullah, alayka minni salam. O my dear brother, farewell. Hussein rushed to him only to find him armless, his forehead ruptured, an arrow embedded into his eyes. La ilaha illallah. Hussein's face showed signs of despondency, throwing himself down upon him, sobbing and saying, "Now is the time. My backbone broke. Al-an inkasara dhahri." وقلت حيلتي وشمت بعدوي. I can see no way out and my enemy is rejoicing at my misfortune. يا خويا انكسر ظهري ولا اقدر اقوم. بارك الله بهذه الأصوات، أوصلوها إلى حرم أبي الفضل العباس. يا خويا انكسر ظهري ولا أقدر أقوم. صريت مركز يا خويا لكل الهموم. يا خويا استحضاني عقبك القوم. ولا واحد علي بعد ينغر. إمام حسين عليه السلام went back to the camp. Zainab was the first one to receive him. She asked him, أخي أبا عبد الله, oh my dear brother, where is Abbas? He's supposed to be coming back with you. قلها يا زينب راح عباس. قلها يا زينب راح عباس. راح الضغم اللي يرفع الراس. Despondent, sorrowful, weeping and wiping his tears, Imam Hussein alayhi salam returned to his camp. He appealed to the crowd, is there not one from amongst you who can respond to our cry and help? Who can grant us safe haven? Is there not a seeker of right who can lend support to us? Is there not one who is weary of hellfire? Who can protect us? Allahu Akbar. Al-Husayn alayhi salam. Now he's alone, brothers and sisters. He's alone in the battlefield. When Abbas alayhi salam was killed, Imam Hussein searched around only to find out that there was no one who could bail him out. Allahu Akbar. In the meantime, he used to hear the crying and the wailing of his children and women. Is there not, again Imam Hussein repeated the plea, is there not a protector who can defend the sanctity of the Prophet? Is there not a believer who may fear God of what which is befalling us? At that time Imam Hussein decided to go to the battlefield. He bade them farewell. Imam Hussein asked for his son, the little boy Abdullah al-Radi', to kiss him farewell. His sister Zainab alayha salam brought Abdullah, the son of al-Rabab. Imam Hussein put him in his lap, kissing and cuddling him, murmuring, away with those people, bu'dan lihaulai al-qawm, wa khasmuhum yawm al-qiyamati jadduka rasulullah. For your grandfather, the chosen apostle, will be their opponent on the day of judgment. He approached the enemy and asked for water for the baby, Harmala ibn Kahil ya mu'mineen, while Imam Hussein alayhi salam was carrying the baby on his arm. Harmala ibn Kahil la'natullahi alayh shot him with an arrow and slew the baby. Hussein alayhi salam scooped the blood into his hands and threw it to the sky. Al-Imam al-Baqir alayhi salam says, wallah, not a drop, not even a single drop of Abdullah's blood descended to the ground. Imam Hussein alayhi salam took the baby. With his own hand he digged a small grave for him. He put him in the grave. سمع مناديا ينادي دعه يا حسين دعه يا حسين فإن له مرضعة في الجنة. Oh Hussein, leave your baby here. Don't worry about your baby. He will be fed now. We have assigned a nursing mother for him in paradise. We will take care of your baby, Abdullah al-Radi'. At that time, Imam Hussein was left alone. Again, bade farewell to his family for the second time and ordered them to show forbearance, saying, get ready for affliction and be reassured that Allah is your protector. He will guard you against the evil of the enemy, turn your mishap into good, chastise your enemy with all sorts of torment, and compensate you for the tragedy with the plenty of bounties and dignity. So do not complain and do not utter that which may degrade your lofty prestige. Especially he admonished his sister Zainab alayhi salam. Oh my dear sister Zainab, you are the leader after me. You have to take care of those children and women after me. Ya Zainab, I want you to stay strong. Ya Zainab, I want you to protect the children. Don't let any one of them get lost after my martyrdom. Ya Zainab, I want you to take care of Imam Zain al-Abidin. Khoya ana b'ani ladari lak i'alak. أنا بعيني لداري لك عيالك وبروحي لسجت لك أطفالك. يعني يا أبا عبد الله أنت ركز على القتال، اذهب إلى القتال وأنا هنا أعدك. أنا بعيني لداري لك عيالك وبروحي لسجت لك أطفالك. خويا والموت لا يرضى بدالك، والمايت والمايت والموت لا يرضى بدالك. ترى الروح كل احنا فدالك، ترى الروح كل احنا فدالك. يا أبا عبد الله، Imam Hussein alayhi salam, ya mu'mineen, these are the final moments in Imam's life. Imam Hussein alayhi salam attacked the enemy like a roaring lion. He received many wounds all over his body, mainly as a result of arrows. He returned to his position, repeating the saying, Inna lillah wa inna ilayhi raji'un. He wanted to reassure his family that I am still alive here. While Imam Hussein was standing, brothers and sisters, Ya Mu'mineen, Abu al-Hutuf al-Ju'fi shot Imam Hussein with an arrow which lodged into his forehead. Hussein alayhi salam took it off, causing the blood to stream down his face, whereupon he said, O Lord Ilahi, you are witnessing the transgression against me by your sinful creatures. Ilahi, O Lord, do not let any one of them get away with it. Kill them, kill them, kill them, and do not let any one of them live on the face of this earth. Never forgive them their trespass. After that, Imam Hussein alayhi salam was weakened. He paused to rest. A man held him with a stone, hitting him on the head, causing the blood to stream down his face. He took out a piece of cloth to wipe the blood from his face, whereupon another archer aimed at him, Ya Mu'mineen, with a three-pronged arrow, بِسَهْمٍ مُحَدَّدٍ ذِي ثَلَاثِ شُعَبٍ. It lodged into the chest of Imam Hussein in the area of the heart. Imam said at that moment, Bismillahi wa billah wa fi sabilillah wa ala millati rasulillah. Oh champions, ihsiyan sa'ad. Barakallah bi al aswat wal abarat. Ayyuha al mu'minun, مذخورة لكم إن شاء الله، فيها أجر وثواب. أجاب يستريح حسين ساعات.
ثقال حالة وقع بالسيف باعه رن الحجر من وجهه بشعاعه ودمه مثل ما العين فجر شال حسين ثوبه يمسح الدم لان سهم بحدد ناجع ابسم وولاه بقلبه وقع لا واخر وجدم هو واظلم هواها والسما اهتز ثم ان الحسين عليه السلام هوى الى الارض وهو يقول بسم الله وبالله وفي سبيل الله وعلى ملة رسول الله in the name of Allah by Allah and the following and following the path of the apostle of Allah. He then raised his head towards the sky and said, O Lord, O Ilahi, you know full well that they are killing a man. There is not on the face of the earth a son of the daughter of the Prophet save him. He pulled out the arrow, causing the blood to gush out. He put his hand underneath the gaping wound. When it was filled with the blood, he threw it towards the sky and said, My only comfort is that what has befallen me is in the way of Allah. It was reported that not a single drop of that blood fell down. He felt it again, this time لطخ بها وجهه ولحيته. He stained his head, face and beard with it saying, أريد أن ألقى الله تعالى وأنا مخضب بدمي مخصوب علي حقي. I want to face Allah with this condition. While my face is splattered with my blood, since Abu Abdullah al-Hussein was losing blood and since he became very weakened, he sat on the ground, hardly lifting his head. Whereupon Malik ibn Nasr rahmatullahi alayh approached him, called him names, sabbahu wa sabbahu amir al-mu'mineen, and he hit him with his sword on his head. Ayn al-munadi wa husayna wa imama. Imam Hussein alayhi salam, fatally wounded, was left lying for a considerable time. What prevented them from finishing him off sooner was the fact that every tribe was relying on other to do the job. Each tribe hated to be seen as the one who killed Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When the condition of Imam Hussein deteriorated, he raised his eyes towards the sky in supplication, and then he started supplicating to Allah, Ilahi, I am alone here. Ilahi, you are seeing what is happening to me. Ilahi, my family and my children. Ilahi, I don't care as long as that what is befalling me is in your path. If you are pleased with this, I don't care about this. Imam Hussein's horse started roaming around the Imam alayhi salam and staining its forehead with his blood. فأقبل فرسه يحوم حوله ويلطف ناصيته ووجهه بدم الإمام عليه السلام. Umar ibn Sa'd yelled, saying, "Stop the horse, as it is one of the best horses of the Apostle of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi." Ibn Sa'd ordered the soldiers to leave the horse and to see what it was going to do. When the horse calmed down and felt secure enough, it went back to Imam Hussein's blessed body, staining its forehead with his blood, smelling him and neighing loudly,
الإمام الباقر يقول كان يقول الظليمة 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 من أمة قتلت ابن بنت نبيها أجناح فوق راعية وشم. بارك الله بالأصوات، هذه آخر الأبيات هذا اليوم. أجناح فوق راعية وشم وصار ظلال دون الشمس يم، مراغ وجهه وناصيته بدم، ونادى بالظلمة ولا الخيام فر. Then the horse was running towards the camp of Imam Hussein. The horse was saying, what an injustice was done to the grandson of the Prophet of Rasulullah, of the son of Rasulullah, by a group of his nation. The horse still neighing, then headed towards the camp. Once it was there, the woman saw the horse stained with the blood, its saddle twisted. They came out from the tents, spreading their hair, nashirat al-shu'ur, and veiling their faces, beating their cheeks, screaming, seeing the glory vanishes, and seeing Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the sands of Karbala. خرجت العقيلة زينب وهي تنادي ومحمدا وعليا وفاطمة. ليس السماء أطبقت على الأرض، ليت السماء أطبقت على الأرض، هذا ابن رسول الله مبرج بدمائه. On arriving at the scene, she put her hand under the body of Imam Hussein, raising it to the level of her breast, where she left the body to rest. She said, O Lord, اللهم تقبل هذا القربان بأحسن القبول. O Lord, Ilahi, accept this sacrifice from us. In the meantime, Umar ibn Sa'd with a group of soldiers were approaching the scene. As Imam Hussein was at the point of death, Zainab alayhi salam shouted at him, O Umar, O Umar, Abu Abdullah is being killed and you are standing watching him perish. He turned his face, Umar ibn Sa'd turned his face away from her. With his tears streaming down his beard, she said, Allahu Akbar, is there not amongst you a Muslim? Nobody replied. Thereupon ibn Sa'd ordered the crowd, انزلوا إليه وأريحوه يا مؤمنين. He said to the crowd, descend upon him, administer the mercy shot to him. Shimr la'anahu Allah came to Imam Hussein. He initiated the attack. He started kicking Imam Hussein. He sat on his chest. He got hold of his blessed beard. He dealt Imam Hussein 12 sword blows to his body. And finally he beheaded Imam Hussein. أين المنادي؟ three times loudly. وحسين ومظلوم الله three times. Only this poetry, and we leave you after that, brothers and sisters. أفاطم أفاطم لو خلت الحسين مجدلا. Imagine Fatima al-Zahra now is watching her son Imam Hussein. Afar. فاطم فاطم لو خلت الحسين مجدلا يا وقد ما تعطشانا بشط فرايا يا يا آتي إذا لطمت الخد فاطم عنده You will beat your cheek يا فاطمة when you see your son Hussein in this condition decapitated إذا لطمت الخد فاطم عنده وأجريت دمع العين في الوجنا يا 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 آتي فاطم قومي يا ابنة الخير والدبي نجوم سماوات بأرض فلاتي توفوا عطاشا بالطفوف فليتني